Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Delighted to be joined by Hunter Meehan this afternoon. Hunter, that's an excellent 3 under par 68 today. I think that takes you to 1 under and the clubhouse leader. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, you know, obviously the course is difficult. Only probably, I don't know how many guys under par right now, so any score on the red is good. I played really solid today, teed and green. Just one bogey, so, or two bogeys, but, you know, hit a lot of good quality shots, and you know, the putter was obviously very strong, making a bomb on two, and a bunch of key putts coming in, so it was a total team effort by my game today, for sure.
Okay, well done. We'll open the floor to questions, please. Just over the front.
How many greens did you hit?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 10, 11, 12, 13-ish.
And this might be two straight Sunday final groups in majors. What are you doing right?
I don't know. Probably doing the right amount of practice, right amount of work, right amount of kind of rest and mental kind of preparation. Yeah, I think I'm just not I'm just trying to play golf. You know, I'm not trying to add to anything and make it more than it is. You know, just enjoying the you know, kind of opportunity of playing in a major, playing in a British, you know, enjoyed it playing at the U.S. Open. I enjoyed playing with Phil. You know, I didn't think that was a distraction or a hindrance or anything. You just kind of accept things and appreciate them.
Okay, number three at the front here, please.
Hunter, it looked like you didn't really like your shot into the 18th green. So how big was that putt there?
Yeah, it was a nice putt. You know, I approach shot just got away from me. Kind of the start line there, you know, that wind is pretty strong, obviously left to right, and hit in the bunker and didn't hit a very good bunker shot, and you know, like I said, the putter was pretty strong today. I had a pretty good feel for it, you know, because you're going to have, you know, 50, 60 footers out here, whether you get good shots or bad, and I had a good touch all day, and that was important, and I had a good read. It was one of those putts where I felt like I almost hit it before, like I saw it. I felt like I had a really good understanding of what it was going to do, and I hit it with perfect speed and went right in the middle. So it was a nice way to end the round.
Okay, microphone number one over to the left, please.
Hunter, having played so well at the U.S. Open, is there something to be said for winning a major? There needs to be a learning experience that you need to build on previous successes?
I don't think so. I don't think you need to. I think you can go out and win a major without anything, without any sort of successes. Does it help? I think it does. Because I think it can be, you know, overwhelming at times, being like in the, you know, first or second last groups there, you know, kind of have everything kind of fall on you and see all the scores and everything. It is can be overwhelming, but there's no rules in this game. You can kind of do whatever you want.
And have you had a chance to talk to, I mean, I know you and Justin are close. I mean, his career, it took him a while to feel like he got to a point where he could win a major. Have you had that discussion with him at all?
No, not really. You know, I definitely think you gotta have to believe. You gotta have to believe before you can win. You know, you gotta have to have that confidence, knowing that I can play well and I can win a major. You have to believe before it can actually happen, because I think you have to actually see it happening. So, I think you know. After, I think once you start believing and actually trusting yourself, you can go out there and do all kinds of great stuff.
Okay, microphone number three at the front, please.
Yeah, after what happened at Celtic Manor in 2010, was there any sense of that this would be redemption in any way? Have you got unfinished business in the UK? You'd like to come over and do it for that?
No, I don't need any redemption or anything like that. I just playing golf. I don't think I don't play golf for revenge or to you know, to make up for anything. I'm playing because I really like to play, and it's, you know, it's the ultimate, but it's the ultimate challenge playing major golf, so that's the only thing I'm worried about.
Microphone number four on the right, please.
Hunter, after 54 holes out here, do you have one or two words that you could use to describe Muirfield?
Strenuous and fair.
Do you like it?
I do. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. It's one of the best. Not to, you know, I hope they don't take it the wrong way, but it looked very U.S. Open-ish to me, where with just the way it looked, with all the fairways having definition. Like some British Opens, you don't know where you're hitting it. You know, you have to. Luckily, they put grandstands and they put towers out there, so you can kind of see where you're going. Here, it's very out in front of you. You kind of can see it, and it's a great test. I mean, it's. You know, it's just right out in front of you, and it's just very fair. It's not, there's nothing tricky about it.
Okay, we've got time for one more question. Karen here, microphone number three.
Hunter, you've put yourself in position to win majors. What's kept you from closing the deal?
Not being good enough, I guess. You know, probably my short game hasn't probably has been as strong as it needed to be. You know, I'm chipping and putting, I think, greats and doing all the right things. So there's really, I feel comfortable with my game and excited about the opportunity. I just have to go out there and trust it and let it happen.
So you believe you can win one?
Yes.
On that note, Hunter, thanks very much. Well played.
Thank you.